Proclamation number 7866 of 8th of April, 1961. People need the truth. The transmission of the pure gospel to earth has become urgently necessary, and therefore I chose an instrument for myself which is active in my will, because it completely subordinates its will to mine and serves me as a suitable vessel into which I can let my flow of love flow. For my flow of love is my ward. It is my gospel which I proclaim again in all purity as I did on earth, but which has not been preserved so purely and therefore always needs correction from my side if you humans want to speak of my ward. You church Christians do not want to believe that the pure word of God is no longer offered to you. You undoubtedly accept everything as my ward, but serious reflection would reveal many contradictions. You would certainly not recognize me myself in this word which has been distorted by people, so that you have long since ceased to live in truth and are therefore also in danger of not reaching the aim which has been set for you in earthly life, because only truth guarantees you this aim. But again and again I therefore want to convey the pure truth to you, and you need only accept it in order to safely take the path of ascent, the aim of which is me myself, with whom you should unite. And thus I offer you the truth myself which will enable you to attain beatitude. And you humans should listen to what is conveyed to you through an instrument chosen by me myself, what is brought to you as my true gospel, so that you will walk the path of truth. If I call upon you to do so, I nevertheless want you to examine everything, that you don't accept anything thoughtlessly, for it shall become your own spiritual knowledge, and this requires a serious opinion, an examination in the will to only accept the right spiritual knowledge which corresponds to the truth. And then your thinking will truly also be enlightened, you will feel what you are allowed to accept, for the truth will beneficially touch your soul, whereas every error leaves the soul unimpressed, i.e., it will not result in spiritual progress for you. For you can truly believe that I want to convey the truth to you and that this is also possible if I find a heart which is willing to serve, which completely submits to me and my will, which desires the truth itself and allows my spirit to work within itself. For it is the end time and it has become urgently necessary that the pure truth is presented to people. It has become urgently necessary that I myself take care of those who desire the truth. It has become urgently necessary that the many errors are denounced which are also spread where people believe they are serving them. Although every person could recognize for himself the errors which have crept in where truth is allegedly proclaimed. For as soon as people lived in accordance with my divine commandment of love, they would also be of enlightened spirit, i.e., their thinking would be correctly directed and they would reject all misguided teachings. Yet they pay too little attention to my commandments of love and therefore do not realize that they are being wrongly guided. And therefore they have to hear my divine teaching of love anew. They have to be given the gospel in you which only ever contains this teaching of love, because love is everything. Because without love the human being cannot live in truth and because without love he can never reach his final aim, the union with me, who am eternal love itself. And thus don't be surprised when I address you humans and send you my disciples again. Don't be surprised when I convey my word to you in all purity, for this word is necessary if it is to become light in you, because only truth is light which originates from me and leads back to me again. because only truth shows you the right path which leads to light and beatitude. Amen.